Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Titus chapter 2, verse 1. Paul wrote, "As for you, Titus, promote the kind of living that reflects wholesome teaching." Paul's letters are incredibly down to earth. He was very concerned to ensure that everyone understood the basic elements of Christian doctrine. That is to say, they needed to know who God is and why he sent Jesus into the world to save us from our sin. But he also knew that Christian teaching needed to be turned into action. In this fascinating chapter, Paul guides his young friend Titus in the way in which he should teach and guide the church members. His guidance was coloured by gender and age in a very interesting way. The older men needed to live wisely and carefully, to have sound faith and to be full of love and patience, said Paul. The older women were told not to slander other people or be heavy drinkers, and were encouraged to train the younger women to love their husbands and their children. Young men were also encouraged to live wisely. Alongside offering this instruction, Paul urged Titus to be a good example by doing good works of every kind. Titus had his work cut out. Paul's teaching challenges us to reflect on what it means to serve God, whatever our circumstances. We are, of course, all called to be loving, wise, patient, and faithful, but that will demand different things of us at different times. Christian leaders need to reflect carefully on the teaching that they give, working out its practical implications for different people at different stages in life. Living for Christ will mean very different things for teenagers, parents, singles, married people, the sick, the employed, the unemployed, and the retired. Thoughtful, practical teaching will always need to sit alongside the personal example of the church leader. Paul described Titus as his true son. We may presume that he was younger than many of the people in the Cretan churches. But everyone was looking to him, and he needed to ensure that he was walking closely with the Lord and setting a really good example. Let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to apply our Christian faith to the way in which we live for you today. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more beside, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.